Hi, I am Arati Chapagai.
I'm Kailash Mishra.
I am Aslisa Sarma Prasai.
And I'm Chandana Adhikari. This is the first season of the Bhutan Memory Podcast, where we feature stories from our Bhutanese Nepali community in Columbus, Ohio. With about 30,000 Bhutanese Nepalis in central Ohio, it is home to the largest Bhutanese community outside of Bhutan. Here is a brief history of our community. During the 1980s and early 1990s, the Bhutanese monarchy sought to create an ethnically and linguistically homogeneous state and took steps to disenfranchise the Bhutanese Nepali ethnic minority. The refugees were expelled to Nepal in the early 1990s. The evictions split up families. Some were driven out of country, while other relatives were allowed to stay behind. Between 1992 and 2007, those who fled lived in refugee camps in Nepal. Bhutan never allowed any refugees to return, and Nepal did not grant the refugees Nepali citizenship either. Eventually, with support from the United Nations, around 100,000 refugees were resettled in the U.S. and several other countries between 2007 and 2016.
Hi everybody, my name is Arati Chapagai and today I have Tara Odadi with me. Tara Odadi is a recent graduate of The Ohio State University. She recently graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration Marketing.
Experience-wise, it was fun, especially first year. It was a new environment, new people. It kind of got boring, and then I just was like, let me just try to finish this.
Tara's to-do list would be quite different than that of a traditional student on campus. While she was checking off her assignments due at 11:59 p.m., she was also checking off tasks that involved her thinking about the bills that she'd have to pay to help out at home, to figure out the days that she'd have to be back home to help her parents out.
When I was in high school, I was used to reading the papers, doing stuff online, calling the internet or whatever, right? Those kept continuing. That didn't really bother me or anything. But when it came to like accepting jobs outside of the city that I live in, that I had to say no to that.
Remembering the sacrifices her parents made for her to be able to go to college, for her to be able to enjoy the luxuries of an education, Tara, along with being a successful student, is also a very responsible family member. This sense of responsibility is not seen as a burden, but rather a way to give back to their parents for all the sacrifices that they've made. Being a student and a daughter of refugee, a constant limbo, Tara has done quite well to figure it out for herself.
A lot of the resources that were there, I didn't know about it until this year.
And being a first generation doesn't help.
It doesn't, because there's a huge gap in finding the resources.
Yeah.
And then it's always kind of late trying to get to the resource.
Yeah. You find out in time to help someone Other. Else, like someone after you.
Yeah.
Currently, Columbus, Ohio has one of the largest Bhutanese population, which has come with its own advantages, especially for the Bhutanese refugee students trying for a better future. Not only in terms of academic or career prospects, but also cultural.
I had a community, especially after that first semester. I got to know a lot more Nepali people on campus. So I feel like I started seeing that again because my friends would like call me and be like, come here. Like, let's go eat. And it wasn't like they were forcing me, but that Maya, they come to Manchu, were eventually there.
While on campus, that I was involved in several different activities, one of them being the Nepali Student Association, of which she was a founding member. She often says that this organization, NSA, defines a lot of her college learnings and a lot of her realizations, ranging from navigating the world with an open mind to being open to different perspectives.
It was like me meeting other people who thought like me, who came from almost the same background as me, who share the same food, just learning from them and how they identify themselves, hearing their story and what they have to say. I feel like I was able to start thinking about, wait, how do I look at things? How do I identify myself? What's my actual story, right? I had the time to just think about those things, and I feel like I created my own identity. There's a lot, right, with being a refugee, holding American citizenship, so.
Nepali Student Association, aka NSA. Its goal was to create a home far away from home for students with ethnic Nepali backgrounds so that they are able to emerge in their cultures while also learning more about their cultures and becoming friends with people with similar backgrounds to them. Kailash Mishra, co-founder of NSA, shares that he hoped NSA to be a hub not just for students to come and be together and have a good time, but also where students can learn from each other and share resources that will help them succeed on campus and beyond.
We also try to be, as much as possible, a resource hub where we're collecting resources and as much as possible dispersing those information to our members.
Being a part of NSA and this larger community in Columbus has taught Tara to preserve her roots and her cultures and what it means to be a Bhutanese refugee.
Definitely in the last 5 to 10 years, it has become more home.
Yeah.
Because like everywhere I look around, there's like Nepali stores or like Nepali people.
Yeah.
You see people comfortably wearing their sari and kurta when they go out on normal days. It just feels home, like going to those events and even like being able to do Deusi widely.
Yeah, I got with like 15 friends.
I know. Yeah. If it's Dasai and I'm wearing sari, wearing tika, going to a store, I see like at least 15 other people doing the same. It's not just me.
Yeah.
And seeing the same presence on social media during those times, like when it's October, you're celebrating Dasai and not everybody's celebrating like Halloween. That's also, you know, I like that.
Tara has navigated this large community in Columbus, Ohio to find mentors and mentees.
At my age, there are other people before me that went to college that were business students, that were involved, right?
Yeah.
And they also are, we have so many more people in like banking and all of those things that I feel like I wasn't that much of a hesitant to reach out. So I feel like I did like the community presence in Columbus that I was able to reach out. And there has been a few experiences where I was able to reach out and they were able to get back to me.
Tara wishes to give back to the community, especially the youngsters who now come after her, offering them help, whether it's academic, career-wise, or even culturally. We have a lot to teach.
I am the product of all of that community, like BCCO, ETSS, YSB, all of those things are the things that supported me throughout college. Why I am a student that graduated with no debt, right?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that's also still there for other people. I want that to be maybe someone else's story too, because college is expensive. There are going to be sometimes students that don't know certain resources that I would know. So just being there as a resource that they have someone to talk to, even if someone's thinking about going to Ohio State and they want to take business classes, I've been through that process.
Yeah.
So if I can be of a help, even in terms of what class they want to take, if they can avoid certain teachers.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there
just
is...
Just like the little
things.
Yeah.
Kailash and Tara's stories are two of many stories of resilience within the Bhutanese community. College education for some Bhutanese individuals may mean financial stability, but for some, it's also a pathway to build generational wealth, a way to contribute back to a community, and a way to become a productive member of society, and a way to sustain family, all of which are important in a community that has had to face turbulency. I appreciate Tara and Kailash for taking their time to share their stories with me. They have faced similar challenges and circumstances like other Bhutanese youths, and I hope this can be a story of inspiration for others.
This episode was produced by Arati Chapagai in conjunction with Sudarshan Pekural and Peter Gill. Our incredible music is by Karma Bomjan. Special thanks to Ohio Humanities, as well as Arc Builders and the Bhutanese community of Central Ohio for making this podcast possible. Join us next time for more stories from our Bhutanese Nepali community. For more episodes and other resources, please visit our website. This podcast has been made possible, in part, by Ohio Humanities, a nonprofit organization that shares stories to spark conversations and inspire ideas.